Welcome back to another episode of On a Related Note podcast. I'm Mecca.
And I'm Mia.
And happy Halloween. As you can see, we are in the spirit of things for this episode, which is going to be Halloween themed. This is part, well, at least the hat. I did this like 3 years ago for a friend's Halloween party. Very rudimentary, but it was fun. DIY, whatever. So I'm going for like witchy general vibes.
I thought you just say a witchy general. Like, hey, that sounds fire, Loki.
Oh, yeah, I definitely don't have the rest of that fit, but general witchy vibes, I suppose.
I don't know what I am.
Your Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera is there in this podcast. We'll go with that. Masquerade witch. I just wanted to wear the mask.
She's going to a golf ball.
I wore this to wear the mask.
Well, it was very nice. I was not... All I wanted to do was wear the hat. But she came in the room decked out. So I was like, well...
Because I was just going to go with like, oh, this is just dark, spooky vibe. I'm just going to wear the shirt because the shirt is all cool. But then I saw the mask and I'm like, you're the moment. So... It happened. My fidget friend of the episode is this squishy pumpkin. I love it. It's... I don't know if you can hear it at all. ASMR. It's quite firm. Like, compared to some of my other squishy things, it's still kind of...
It's built to take punishment.
Yeah.
Like, it's a stress ball, essentially. Like, that's normally what
those are. Too bad we didn't have this for the actual autumn episode, but that's okay.
I feel like, did we not?
Do we not what?
No, we didn't have it. You're right. We got it the weekend after we filmed that. But yeah. So to start, again, in the spirit of things, last Thursday, a friend of mine who likes to stream on Twitch sometimes had a comeback stream because he pretty much was like really busy all summer. So he wasn't able to do any streams. So I joined him for his return stream, and he had me playing a scary game. I don't like scary things. We just went over this in the last episode.
Yeah.
I don't like scary things, but, two episodes ago, I suppose. Getting lost in, losing track of time. But we just went over how I don't like scary things. So he was like, we're going to play, I'm going to have you play a scary game. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. And he was like, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I can at least tell you it's dinosaur themed. So in my head, I was like, it's dinosaur themed. It can't be that bad. So I was like, okay, sure, I'll play it. Y'all. So, I mean, at the end of it all, I was a little upset that I was scared at certain things. But when you got those headphones on and you're hearing miscellaneous dinosaur noises coming from different proximities, and you don't know, and you can't see anything, all you hear is pterodactyl screeching, and it's nighttime, all you have is a flashlight, that mess creates a scary ambiance for me. So I was scared to maneuver anywhere. I sat there for like 40 minutes, like in the same, like just doing circles in the same area because I was scared to proceed. Like, it was bad. But yes, it was a, what was it called, Unknown Tapes, I think. And it was a, like, the premise is you were in a helicopter with some people. It crashed at some like facility where I'm assuming they were testing resurrecting dinosaurs or something, and the dinosaurs got out and they killed everybody at the facility, and now I'm there with my little flashlight. So yeah, it was, there were a few jump scares, but really it was just the anticipation of, you don't know what might be popping up because it's dark. That's what was scaring me the most. So
if you've ever heard of Outlast, it's Outlast but with dinosaurs,
and
that's exactly the same vibes.
And I didn't know what Outlast was, so
couldn't pay me enough to play that game. I watch it several times over, but
so yeah, that was it was something. It was fun overall, but I ended up punking out, and he took the controller for like the last half of the game. But I mean, I served my time. I felt like I did enough.
My time.
I did enough. There was one scene where I had it paused for a few minutes because I was like trying to hype myself up, and he like pep talked me, and I was like, all right. He was like, the sooner you hit play, the sooner the game will be over. Okay, just go to the next room. I unpaused the game after like 3 minutes. I take one step and a dinosaur busts through the wall and we both scream and the game goes back on pause. Cause like, are you kidding me? I finally got the courage to go forward and you jump scare me. But yeah, anyway, that was my most recent spooky experience. What you got?
Oh, most recent spooky
experience. Well, no, I mean, not for most recent, but just like, what's your little tidbit to start?
No, I'm just saying, it's funny you said that because the story I was going to tell was a dream, but I think I'll push that off because it fits better for the little spiel I'll probably have later. But so I play Disney Twisted Wonderland. I think I've mentioned it by name before. And there's a like global version, global server, and then like the original game, which was released in Japan. So that game had been out for a couple years before the global one had been released. So that one has like different things happening than the one that I'm playing has happening. So I just be seeing on Twitter when there's like a new little event or some new art, and I'm like, ooh, can't wait till like, you know, 8 months until that comes in the global server. But for Halloween this year, they always do some like really cool Halloween event because Disney Twisted Wonderland is inspired by Disney villains. So they're like, you know, villain, bad, spooky, we're going to do it up for Halloween. And because it's a Disney production, if you will, every like major event has something to do with an existing Disney movie or story. And this year was inspired by Nightmare Before Christmas, and the art is chef's kiss. Like, I can't wait. I've actually just been holding off from seeing what it was about because the Halloween events, I never look ahead to see what they're about. I just want to experience it for the first time myself when they do translate it because it just looks so good every time. But the Jack Skellington character, what was his name? It was like Scully. I forgot his last name. No.
No,
because I remember thinking, oh, that's actually so cute. I thought it was going to be all spooky, scary. Scully J. Graves. That's his name. And it seems fitting that it's cute because all of the sprites I've seen of him is just like him having a good old time, smiling, laughing. And I'm like, what? Where's the scary?
it'll
be there for sure. Like the last Halloween event, people was getting possessed and they had to fight ghosts and stuff. And I'm like, absolutely not. So that's one thing. And then there's this show, this animated series that was just a YouTube series, but now they got a deal with Netflix. So it's on Netflix now, called The Amazing Digital Circus. And if you want something a little weird to watch, that's your show. They only have 3 episodes so far yet. So far, though. But episode 3 was released like last week, I think. And that was like their spooky Halloween episode. That thing had no reason being that scary, though. Like, they kicked it high gear for this one. And I'm kind of mad because I went in knowing, oh, yeah, it's about some haunted manor. I could literally have nightmares from the creature that they showed in that thing. I'm surprised I haven't. But yeah, it was actually really not okay. Kind of mad, but it's okay because it was just animated so well. Like, the lighting was crazy and the creature itself was like a fallen angel or something, so it was just so demonic. And
you're gonna have to put a picture up because
absolutely, I might, if there's a gift,
I haven't seen it myself.
In existence, it, girl, I was like, dog, I didn't know what I came here expecting, but this is actual nightmare fuel. And then they dropped some like character lore that was just depressing. So you went from being scared, shaking in your boots, to like, oh my God, I'm about to cry. Like, this dude's life. So yeah, that's my little story.
All right then. So there's not much prep work going into this episode.
I'm just gonna be yapping, like truly yapping.
Yeah, we got a couple bullet points just to kind of keep us on topic. So let's see how well this works. I guess
it's gonna work well. All I do is yap.
All right, so Halloween.
Spooky, scary skeleton shivers down your spine.
Should we talk about I don't know, stuff that scares us? Like,
well, okay, so Halloween. I think in general, I've never been too much of a holiday person. Like, I never really got super hyped about different holidays. I know for some people it was like Christmas versus Halloween. Like, that's kind of the two big ones, unless, you know, you're religious and you really celebrate Easter. But for me, I feel like both Halloween and Christmas was kind of like an even playing field. Like I got the same level of excitement for both. But recently, I feel like Halloween maybe is my more preferred just from seeing all the cool costumes and the movies and the music and stuff that comes out, or that's just about this vibe, which I don't know, maybe I should have realized earlier in life that, ooh, I might like Halloween a little better because I've always liked horror things for no real reason, because I'm still a punk at everything else in life. I'm scared of literally anything that might be in the horror, but I still watch it for whatever reason.
And be like that, I guess.
Yeah, like you were playing a horror game on stream. I watch so many horror streams in general, and I don't know, maybe that is contributing to all of my weird dreams over the years.
I mean, you're just gathering all of these things subconsciously.
Although,
so maybe
the beginnings of it though, like I don't think I watched horror stuff back in middle school for real before I started having all these weird dreams, so maybe just getting it into high gear. But
it's funny you say that, because I realized in recent years that I like Christmas.
Yeah.
So that's funny.
Yeah, and I have friends that are like 100% Christmas, and I'm like, oh yeah, no, that's cool, you know, great. I don't really feel one way or the other, to be honest, but I do like the spirit of Halloween. With that said, I'm scared of many things. I guess, you know, the general fear that we both have, spiders, arachnophobia, and that's everywhere in Halloween. So do you ever get desensitized to it, like when it comes to decorations?
Me? I mean,
or is it still like a
I mean, some spiders look real. Like the humongous, like house-sized fuzzy ones, I'm just like, ew. But I'm not like jumping out of my skin about it. But and then like some of the little plastic ones that you put in, like you get from Dollar Tree or something, like they don't really scare me. I guess I'm desensitized to those, but like it's case by case, I guess. Because some of them honestly look kind of freaky, but I guess that's only if it's still realistically sized.
So if it's like realistic looking but it's really big, does that like take away from it because it's big?
I don't know. I don't really see that much. But I think I would initially be scared and then still be uncomfortable, but not be in fight or flight mode.
Same, honestly.
But I mean, if you look real, that's part of the problem. It's really not the size at that point. I mean, I might just have flashbacks to times that don't exist when I was in Australia or something.
Oh, yeah, a previous life. I think that's why I'm afraid of spiders. Like, maybe a life or two ago, I had like a horrific experience with them, and it was so bad that it left a mark on my soul and my future lives feel.
Maybe that's what it is, because
there's no reason for me to be afraid of spiders.
I don't remember. Yeah, exactly. I don't remember having a traumatic event. Now, maybe I did and it's repressed because it was so traumatic.
No, I feel like our parents would have let us know by now.
But yeah, I don't know why. And you know, people are like, oh, exposure therapy. Like, I will tell you, it bothers me really badly when people take your fear as a joke, I guess. Like, they think it's funny to prank you, or like, oh, I'm picking up this spider, I'm gonna chase you with it. I will immediately pack you up and kick you out of my life, because I just don't find that funny. It's not.
Yeah.
And then like exposure therapy, I understand that it probably actually does work. But when people are just like, you just need to be exposed to it. You just need to woman up and like step on the thing. If you see it, like, it's smaller than you, it's blah, blah, blah. But it's like, it's all psychological, and I understand this. But I don't want you to give me solutions. I want you to just understand that I'm scared of them and leave it. Yeah, like, just leave it alone, okay? Yeah, I'm terrified of them. Either kill it for me or just relocate it for me.
Yeah.
Like, I just, that's one thing. I don't think I can ever see myself living alone. Mostly because I need somebody to kill spiders for me. Like, it's bad, man. It's real bad. But
there was once in ninth grade, another fear that I have, I don't know if it's trypophobia or trypophobia. I've heard it as both. I think I say trypophobia, but that's like the fear of like small clusters of holes, or just a bunch of holes in general, or like dots, that type of thing. It just freaks me out. And I remember, I guess this is my mistake, I didn't think they would be so childish about it, but we had to share like something we were afraid of for whatever reason in class, like I guess as a icebreaker activity, I don't remember. And I couldn't think of one. And I was like, well, you know, everybody can say arachnophobia. So I was like, what am I actually, besides that one, afraid of? And I had recently learned that term, actually. And I think that's probably why it was on the mind. So I said, oh, I don't like small groups of these dots or holes or like, think, what is it? Pumice rock?
The pumice stones, yeah.
Yeah, think that or like honeycomb or, I don't know, certain polka dot patterns freak me out. And as soon as I said that, this kid from across the room just casually was like, oh, hey, Lamia, look up. And actually, I don't remember if it was right after I said it or if it was like later on. I feel like it was later on because I think I would have already known what he was going to do if it was right after I said that. But I was like, what? And I looked up and then, you know, the ceiling tile pattern, the white ACT tiles in schools have this speckled thing going on. And like some of it was really old. So some pieces are like ripped off. So that was also giving little clusters of holes. And he was like, look at that. And I looked up being stupid and saw it. And I was like, I hate you. Thanks. Ugh. And then people started, like, it was like two other dudes. They start pointing at things around the room that gave that vibe of trypophobia, was like trying to get a rise out of me. And I'm childish. Like, you know what? I really just like people like you. But yeah. I also don't really like the dark, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. You've never been a fan of the dark. I mean, I'm not a fan of it, but I'm not necessarily scared of it, I guess. If I don't know. If I'm in bed, like, I used to be scared of, like, the dark corners of my room or something like that. Or sometimes I used to be, like, scared of my closet. But as long as I can throw a comforter over myself and tuck myself in, I'm not really scared of nothing besides spiders.
Yeah, the creatures. The living creatures.
Yeah.
I think, and it's weird, but I'm not afraid. Well, I think I'd say I'm weary of the dark because it's not really a fear. Because if it's got to be dark, it's just dark. It's whatever. But I don't mind it if it's a gradual darkness. Like, if I hadn't had my light on during the day, so it was just, like, my room being lit by the sun, and then evening hits, sun sets, and it's just gradually getting dimmer, that darkness is totally fine. Even when, like, there is no more light anymore, I'm still just kind of chilling. But I guess if it's a sudden darkness, I'm like, absolutely not. I have to have some sort of illumination. And I think it's because one of my, like, the second dream I can remember, because the first dream was just like a random, it had to do with school. Oh, that's funny. But the second dream I remember from my childhood was a nightmare. And it had to do with me being my room in my bed, the same exact position and layout that it was at the time. And there was like a demon in my closet. And because I heard something and I looked from under my comforter shaking, and I could see like these really long, like, kind of gnarly looking branch looking fingers come from under the door was like clawing like this, like it was trying to break the door from the bottom or something, and it freaked me out so bad. And then I remember right before I woke up, I had gotten the courage to look again to see, like, did it stop, and it was glowing eyes from the crack of my door looking. And I was like, and then I woke up and was like, I can't. And ever since then, like for years after that, I was terrified of my closet and I could not have it open. Like, it had to be shut closed, and I didn't even really look, like, looking at the crack under the door because I was so scared I was going to see something I didn't want to see. And ever since then, I've just had, like, a lot of nightmares. And I think that's why I don't really care for the dark, because a lot of the dreams have to do with the dark or just weird night creatures. And I'm like, let's not.
I'm lucky to have not had many of those dreams. And if I did, I don't know if it's a product
of stress or something, or if it was just like, oh, your brain's just wired this way. You're just going to have a bunch of nightmares. So you're, you know, have fun.
I think my earliest nightmare, funny as this might be too, my earliest nightmare that I can remember was some weird, like, it was just like I was looking at a conveyor belt, or like I was watching a TV show where there was just like a conveyor belt of spiders going by.
Ooh.
Like, it was just,
like, it was on a screen in your dream?
I don't know. Like, it was as if, I don't know, like, I was, like, astral projecting or something, like, watching.
A spectator.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's not like, I don't know how to explain it. I wasn't watching TV. It was, like, it was just there. Like, it was playing out in front of my eyes or something.
And no, yeah, I had a lot of dreams like that, too.
It was just a conveyor belt of
spiders. Like, you're seeing it from a third perspective or something.
Yes. I guess so. But yeah, that's like my earliest. I would consider it a nightmare just because I'm scared of spiders. It wasn't like they weren't coming at me or nothing. It was just spiders on a conveyor belt.
A great dream.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think I probably have before, but I don't think I've ever had a spider dream. Now that I think
I don't know
of,
if I've had any more after that, because I don't remember a lot of like nightmares that I've had. Mm-hmm. I've had like a dream that scared me and like actually woke me up out of my sleep, which is rare. Was like a family member getting shot in my dream.
Oh my god, me. Okay, wait, I've had family member getting shot dreams, which, okay, that's wild. Like,
I can't say that I've had several.
I can probably only count on one hand. Like, it's probably only been like two or three, but I think I did wake up from one of those. But another dream that I remember jolting up had to do with a family member dying.
I don't think they that's died. Crazy. They just got shot.
Mine.
And it just, I woke up right at that moment, or like right before they were about to get shot, one or the other. But
I think go ahead.
It was a situation I couldn't stop. And yeah. I think it just scared me so bad in real life that like I woke up like suddenly and my heart was racing. And I was like, this has never happened. I don't remember that ever happening before. And not to say that it didn't, I just have a really poor memory.
Were you like a kid or older?
No, this was like maybe a year ago.
Oh, wow.
Year and a half ago.
I haven't had a dream like that in years. And I think of that's only happened to me maybe twice or maybe three times. The one I was talking about, I'm pretty sure they might remember our parents because it had to do with my dad. And I remember waking up like the classic jolt, like, and you're just like breathing heavy. And I think I immediately started crying because I was younger when I might've been in middle school and our mom was here, but our dad was at work, which sucked because I'm like, this was about him. And then he's not physically here. So I was like, oh my God, what's going on? And I remember telling my mom about it. And I don't think she realized that I like, because I probably was being a little dramatic, but also I didn't know fact from fiction. So I was like, oh my God, where is her dad? This dream, this happened. And she was like, girl, he's at work. He is okay. And I'm like,
no, you know the meme format where the girl is crying.
Yeah, she's
and
like trying to explain something. Like, that's literally what happened. Like, she meant well, and like I'm not upset at her reaction at all. But it was just kind of funny in hindsight. Like, I was hysterical. She's just like, you are okay. And I was like, I need him to come home right now.
I need to see that he's okay.
And I remember when he did come home, I was like kind of despondent all day. And then he came home and I was like, hi.
Oh no.
Like, you can't go to work anymore, actually. You're not allowed. it's kind of funny thinking back now, but the dream itself was honestly so childish compared to the other dreams I've had. Like, that is child's play, but I was so sad. And that I think that's why I remember it so well, because of how I woke up from it.
Yeah, I think that's why that one stuck with me. And I definitely remembered it when I woke up, so I typed it out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway, that's not even, like, Halloween related, but that's just scary.
Talking just spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to talk about specifically Halloween
things? No. You know, I'd just be trying to keep us on track, but that's just me. In my head, it's off topic, but this whole thing
That's
is
why
about
I was
yapping.
Talking about scary dreams, because of
okay.
the scary...
Yeah, no, I mean, it was fearful. I was in a life or death situation. That's horror if I've ever known it. But yeah, you got any other crazy dreams you want to bring up?
Well, yes, but I don't want to spend the whole time talking about dreams.
Oh. I mean, I feel like, honestly, a lot of your dreams and, like, your experiences with, like, sleep paralysis and stuff, those are honestly worth the episode itself, because those are very interesting.
That is a known fact amongst my friends. It's like, I'll be like, oh, guys, that reminds me, I had a dream. And that's just, they're like, okay, let's buckle up, because I'm always going to them talking about some dream that I had, because my dreams are always on 1,000 for no reason. And I don't even call them nightmares at this point, because it's just kind of my normal dream.
Which is just crazy to say.
It is kind of crazy. I didn't realize how wild that sounded until like end of high school. And I'm like,
oh, dang, this ain't normal.
This ain't normal. I just thought this was the standard. I only call the nightmares that are actually really bad. But some of them are just kind of goofy. Like, I had this one dream where it was like a big, if you know what a walking stick, like insect looks like. I remember I think I was outside and it was nighttime. And I'm like, oh, they say when the lights cut on, you go in the house. So I was walking my way to the house and I heard some weird shuffling. And I'm like, I don't really want to know what's happening behind me, so I'm just going to hurry up and get inside. And as soon as I close the door and look out the peephole, I see this very large, like, at least 9 feet tall, walking stick demon go across our breezeway. And it was quite literally 2 seconds after I closed the door. And I'm like, I could have been eight. Done for. Dinner. It was disgusting. And I thought of drawing it when I woke up, but I also remember, like, oh, in horror movies, when the kids draw pictures of whatever they see in their dreams, it's so horrifying. And I don't want evidence of that. So I didn't end up drawing it, but I still remember what it looked like. It was disgusting. But I should go pitch that to somebody's director, be like, hey, if you want like a creature in your horror movie, I got a plethora. I can just go ahead and sketch out the ones I've seen across the past 12 years of my life. I got you. I should just go ahead and write my own horror movie.
I mean, at this point, I feel like you do really well.
I got all types of creatures to go from. But yeah. Yeah, I think I'll save the sleep paralysis for a different episode, because that's a whole saga. Like,
okay.
That's a whole thing.
Well, I guess something that I could bring up is that the student organization I was in college, I was in there all 4 years. And then for 3 years, I was like a part of the like board where I helped come up with the weekly events and all that stuff and just organizing things. And
the manager.
No. So the club was like a introducing Japanese culture to Americans and American culture to the Japanese exchange students that came over. So for Halloween, we would always do like a, you know, like urban legends and spooky stuff. And so I pulled up one of the old PowerPoints that I made. I'm pretty sure I made this with some of the examples of Japanese yokai, which I don't know, does it directly translate to anything? It's just like,
it probably does. There's like 5 different words I've heard it referred to the name demon, so I don't want to say it just means demon.
No, because it's not that. It's not just demons.
According to yokai.moifa.org, it just says it's a catch-all Japanese words for ghosts, demons, monsters, shapeshifters, tricksters, and other kinds of supernatural beings and mysterious phenomena. So
yes.
Strange apparition is what it says it translates to.
So yeah, I guess I'll just teach a couple of them. I think probably the most, one of the most known ones is the Onryo, which is the grudge spirit. So if anybody's seen the movie Grudge, you know what.
I used to be able to do her sound. I don't know if I can do it
anymore. Please don't do that on this podcast.
It'll be the perfect spooky ASMR.
So it's a vengeful spirit. They are the ghosts of people who died with really strong passions like jealousy, rage, hatred, and their spirits can't move on because of those things. So if you ever are in the presence of one, or like if one attaches itself to you, they inflict a terrible curse on the place or the person that it haunts, and prefers to let the object of their passion suffer and be tormented. So that is the Onryo. I haven't spoken Japanese in a while, so pronunciation is a little off.
I don't really remember the storyline of the movie, but I wonder what her grudge was.
I think... I don't remember either. I watched it maybe a couple years ago, me actually.
Because I think the main like boy's name was like Toshio or something.
Yeah, like, I think the family got killed or something. Her family got killed, or her husband cheated on her and killed her or something. Like, I'm just making stuff up, but...
We should watch that movie.
Again, I've done my time. And then another well-known yokai is just an oni. Like, you see oni images a lot, even just like in the West. It's like I'll put some pictures, but you probably know what this is. So it's basically an ogre or a demon.
You can see it in like Japanese art, like the old traditional art.
Yeah, they like to eat livestock, humans, and they like alcohol, apparently. This is just based on the PowerPoint. So I did some research back then. So an oni's job is to meaty out horrible punishments, such as peeling off skin, crushing bones, and other torments too horrible to describe to those who are wicked, but not quite wicked enough to be reborn as demons themselves. So They're normally depicted as being like super tall, like much taller than humans. And they are most commonly red or blue.
Mm.
And they have crazy hair, horns, and fang-like tusks. So, yeah.
That's kind of funny. Didn't you watch an anime that was about demons and... Was it Mushishi or is that different?
Mushishi wasn't about demons. It was more so about spirits.
Okay.
And then...
I think I'm making that up then.
There was like Tokyo Majin that had like some demons in it, I guess.
I know I watched this one called How to Keep a Mummy. I'll probably put a picture. It's a very cute anime, which is wild that I'm bringing it up with the Oni. But there was a character that was an Oni and he was like the opposite of everything you just said. Like, that's kind of funny. Even though he was like a baby one, so I guess he didn't have that vibe. He wasn't
indoctrinated.
They ended up going into like the spirit realm at one point and met like the main character's friend was an Oni. And he was like, oh, you're back. It's been so long. But he was like the chillest dude ever. And I'm like, I wonder if he's different from the other Oni. Because I can't really remember at this point. But he was like mad chill. Like, he would never skin some livestock or whatever. He was like, I just hang. He said, cute. This is the child friendly Oni.
Yeah, I guess so.
He went and hugged him, like bear hug, and I was like, yeah, he would never. It was a very cute anime.
I'll read a couple more. There's honestly a few I want to read, but like, we'll just keep it. I literally
was looking at this the other day.
I'll read this one then, because I feel like, I don't know if this is like popular, if there was like maybe a Grudge type movie that had to do with this particular yokai, but I remember when I was doing the research, I had heard of her before. But it's the Kuchisake Onna, which translates to slit mouth woman. She hangs around dimly lit streets and alleyways, usually walks around with her mouth covered by a cloth mask, a fan, or a handkerchief. So her whole thing is if you see her, she'll ask you if you think she's beautiful. And if you say yes, she'll pull her mask off because her mouth is like slit, kind of like a
Jack the Killer.
Yeah. And so she, if you say yes, she's beautiful, she'll take her mask off and then ask you again. And if you say no or get scared, she'll slash your mouth so it looks just like hers. But if you say yes still that you think she's beautiful, she'll follow you home and then kill you. So you kind of, you're going to die either way.
Yeah.
But people have claimed to outsmart her by giving her quick or confusing answers, or apparently she likes hard candy, so they'll throw candy or money at her to distract her long enough to escape. So, I don't know if it's opposite or what, but I did research back then, so...
I was reading about this, like, not even a week ago, which is really funny, but I saw that, like, if she asks you, is she beautiful, the first time, and you're like, yeah, and then she takes her mask off, and she's like, am I beautiful? And you're like... Yeah, and then she'll slit your face to look like hers because you think she's pretty. So she gives you the same thing. But if you say yes and then no, she'll kill you. If you say no the first time, she'll just kill you. So either way, you're cooked. But I saw like another way to trick her is that you tell her, "Oh, you look average," or you just give her like a really like watered down answer instead of being like, "Oh, you're so pretty," or like, "Yes, you're so pretty," like nothing that's super energetic. You just be like, meh, you know, you look all right. Then she'll be like kind of confused, caught off guard, and you just make a run for it. Like you book it. And I was like, I never thought, I would not have thought to say that. I would have been like,
oh, I guess.
I guess. And then she's like, that's not good enough.
Yeah, honestly, because that would just make me mad. What do you mean? I asked you a yes or no question. But yeah, there's her. And then this one always, dang, I don't know which one. I want to do the kids, but I also want to talk about this guy because it's so funny to me.
Is that the toilet one?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to ask, what's the toilet one? Because I think so, that's funny.
There's a yokai called the Akamanto, which is the red cloak slash vest. That's what it translates to.
Red cloak.
So his habitat is is often the fourth stall in a squat, which is the squat style stall in Japanese bathrooms, in like the school bathrooms. So it's said to either be a ghost or a serial killer, and it asks you if you want red or blue toilet paper. So,
like, that's normal.
So the story that I had in the little notes is a student suddenly needs to go to the restroom and goes to the closest one to the classroom, which happens to be the least kept up one. However, they have to go so badly that they just go in. Like, they don't even, like, think about it, look around, they just go in there. So when they're done, they reach... So when they're done, they reach for the toilet paper, but there's no toilet paper. And then they hear a strange voice ask, do you want red paper or blue? If they answer red, then they're stabbed and sliced so violently that their blood soaks their body in a way that makes them look like they're wearing a red cloak. And then if they say blue, they're strangled or all their blood is sucked out until they're dead and blue. And there are a lot of variations to the story. Like in one, they ask, they say that the offender is a hairy yokai called a Kainade that lives in the toilet and just likes to touch people's butts. And then in another story, you're turned the color of your answer forever.
I'll take it.
And some students try to outsmart the Akamanto by bringing their own toilet paper.
I'm weak.
But then it disappears before they can use it. Or they choose a different color than that's asked. Some people say yellow and end up getting shoved into the toilet until they drown. Or say, I don't need any toilet paper, and just run out.
I'm good.
So that story used to always make me so weak because I'm like, I'm never going to the bathroom again.
I would rather just be turned into that color for the rest of my life because foundation exists.
How do you outdo blue skin?
Bro, color theory.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. That's beyond me.
Mm-hmm. Color corrector first, and then you put on a foundation, and it'll even it out, and it's like you never were blue in the first place.
I think I will read one more just to, because it's cute. There is a yokai called a Zashiki Warshi. Why did I pronounce that that way? But anyway. I don't know. It's the Warashi.
Warashi.
Zashiki Warashi.
Warashi.
So the translation is Zashiki child. It's a house spirit fond of mischief, loved by all, and believed to bring great fortune and riches to those whose house it lives in. It has a childlike appearance. It likes candy. It likes to play with the kids in the house. So like if you have a little child spirit in your house, it's normally good luck. If it's nice. The Zashiki Warashi.
I do like that there's a lot of positive and negative yokai spirit. I've also heard Ayakashi. It's not all just we're gonna kill you or
right.
We hate you.
Some of them are good luck.
Yeah.
I like that one. You wouldn't like that because it's a bunch of eyes, but it's not harmful.
No. You gotta go. I don't care if it's not harmful.
It says it's a sign of an infestation of more yokai. So, like, if you got a bunch of eyes, then that just means that you got a bunch of yokai. A lot of bunch of? What am I talking about?
Go ahead.
You know, in Noragami.
I was about to say, speaking of anime.
In Noragami, when you had too much blight or whatever and the eye started, like, popping up on
that's
you.
That's disgusting.
It's kind of similar. Like, you had too much, like, negative, demonic, whatever energy you're letting bad like thoughts get to you,
and then where if you get struck, you got stars popping up on you. It's like, you're
oh
done.
Yeah,
I think that's a common theme.
I guess it is.
In this anime called Natsume's Book of Friends, which I am so hyped because they came out with a new season after like 7 years, and I just need to go find where I can watch it on because I think it's on Crunchyroll, but I don't have Crunchyroll, so. Loopholes. But
that free trial.
But I'm gonna have to wait because it's coming out now. So it's like every week. So like free trial, I could do nothing but for one episode.
Oh, just wait till it's all done.
You're so right. Gotta think smarter, not harder. But that one, Not Somebody's Book of Friends, is like all about yokai. And I don't remember if they call them yokai or if they call them ayakashi. I think they actually go back and forth. That's just another word for spirits of any type. Because there's some good ones and there's some bad ones. Poor him, Natsume's been chased a lot throughout his life by the bad ones, but the few good ones, I'm like, you're the homie. And I just didn't think they would have like thought this deep into like objects being enchanted, if you will. I don't know a better way to say it. Like I think there was one episode where it was a little teacup with legs and it was just running around and only he could see it. But that one wasn't really a bad one. But I think when it if it's just like minding its business, it's minding its business. But if it breaks, I think that's a sign of like some bad omen. So it itself isn't bad, but like you better hold that joint. Don't crack in a corner, because then you're going to be like, wrap it in
bubble wrap.
Yeah, like then you're going to be like, oh, I haven't heard the little teacup guy running around. Where'd he go? And then you look and that joint broke. You're like, so we're going to be on our P's and Q's for the next week because something about to happen. And yes. I can't remember what happened, but something happened. I think like a really big evil one came and tried to like come in his house. But it was cute. It was just a little teacup. Little, like a little terracotta. Cute little clay. It didn't have any eyes or anything. It literally just had legs and it was just running around and it cracked.
It seemed to be a lot of cute yokai in that. I mean, I didn't watch that anime with you, obviously.
There are some grotesque ones. Like, I don't think there's been the eyes one, but there was one like it. It was literally just a big eye. And that was disgusting. There's like a lot of weird hair floating looking ones, like gangly limbs. Like, that's low key a horror anime sometimes, but it's a really good show. I actually think that's my top 10 favorite anime. But yeah, that one, it wouldn't really fit like spooky season vibes though, because it's a balance of like soft slice of life and like I'm running for my life. So. there's a lot of other anime you can watch if you want some scare factor. So, but I don't think I've actually watched too many horror anime.
No, I haven't.
That's a surprise.
I mean, I watched stuff that had like it was about demons or like fighting demons or something like that, but it wasn't straight up horror, I'm pretty sure.
I read a book, Japanese horror novel that got an anime adaptation. The book was better. Just saying. The anime wasn't bad, but I was like, you know, the book was actually really good, and it makes me want to read more horror books instead of just, like, watching.
Oh, wait, is this the Junji Ito thing?
No. Oh. Well, I can't remember who the author was, but it wasn't Junji Ito. It's called Another. Not me typing Another, like, Google will know what I'm talking about. Another anime.
Yet another anime.
Yeah, my life. I want the book. Should have said book. I'm stupid.
It's all right.
I just want to know the author. Okay, Yukito Ayatsuji. You're the GOAT because this is a really good story. It had me on my toes, scared. But yeah, I think I want to read more scary books. It's a different experience than watching something scary.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I guess things that are scary, like in games or movies, it still can leave a lot up for interpretation. But like in the book,
yeah, it's laid out in front of you.
Yeah, it's laid out. Yeah, but in the book, you gotta like picture everything, and somehow, the way they be explaining things through words just hit a little different. Because that book had me scared sometimes. We also have on our little list old costumes.
Oh, right. Halloween, I almost forgot about that.
Like, specifically Halloween. I don't think I've done too many actually scary ones. I just want it to be cute. Like, I remember, if I can find a picture of it, I'll put it up. But I was a bride for Halloween. Like, just a bride. Like, not like a corpse bride or like, ooh, I killed my husband at the wedding. Like, nothing like that. It was just a white dress with a veil. And I think I had a bouquet. But that dress was so wrinkly. Like, I don't think... I think putting an iron to it would actually have destroyed it. So
because it was probably like really cheap. It was the cheapest thing ever. Polyester, whatever. Like probably from Walmart. It was probably like
$4.99. And
oh, all right. We ain't going to go that far. It probably came from Walmart. Like, and we bought it
just for the one day. But it was so badly creased. Like the what do you call it? The hoop part at the very bottom to help it hold its shape was like bent up. So like holding what shape? You can't even hold your own shape. It was so bad, but it was cute. Like, it was a cute little costume. Why is that like the only costume I can think of in my childhood?
I'm not sure, because I can remember quite a few. I cannot remember a lot. I know that I don't remember any of my like child.
Yeah, that's why I'm like when I was a kid.
But I know that I was Jeff Hardy one time, a real bootleg Jeff Hardy. I did the whole, like, when I was peak weeb in high school, and I was really in my anime era, I was, like, an anime schoolgirl, which was bootleg, but it was fun. I did, like, a bat, like a, I don't know what I was actually going for, but I definitely had wings and black lipstick and a black rose. So I was going for some kind of like bat demon, maybe like a dark angel or something. And I've done a witch a couple years ago. I think I've done a witch like two or three times throughout my life, actually.
It's a great fallback costume.
Yes. That's about all that's coming to mind, I think.
I've also been like some sort of schoolgirl, but that, I don't remember if I was taking inspiration from Blood Plus, which is another anime, but main girl, the almost the entire show. Well, no, that's a lie because she changes her outfits, but she wears like a school uniform because she was in high school, but then she had to like start fighting for her life. So she had like a sword and was always,
everybody else liked that.
Yeah. And she was always chopping things up. So it was like blood. And I was like, I want to go for like schoolgirl, but also warrior or something, a fighter. So I got like the pleated skirt, the blazer, the white shirt. I don't remember if I had a tie, but I think I had a tie. And then I bought like a dual wielding backpack thing.
That, oh my gosh, I forgot about
this. Yes, like it had two swords in it. And then I had like a dagger on my hip because I was like, I want to be a fighter, but like in the anime when you wouldn't expect them, like the girl in the cute little skirt to be the one that's killing demons. Like I want to do that. So that was me 1 year. And I don't think anyone knew what I was trying to be, which I didn't really care. I think I bought a wig and everything because I had like the long hair with bangs. That wig was terrible. I was also like a character from Attack on Titan once because I borrowed your jacket.
I was a kid. This wasn't Halloween, but it's when we went to an anime convention one time, like the one of two times that I've ever been, I was a Chobit. Like,
I remember that.
I was like, a Persicall from
Chobits. Yeah. Yeah. Cause I remember you bought a foam and stuff. I remember what the ear looked like.
I still have them.
Let's see. I think the Attack on Titan was in middle school because aren't their pants like white in the show?
Like super khaki.
Super khaki. Yeah, and so. My middle school uniform had khakis. So I was like, it's perfect. It works out. And I just threw the jacket on. I had Aaron's key. I wasn't trying to be anyone in particular. I don't think. I just wanted to look like I was a cadet. I think I literally had a belt that I put like around my chest because they have like straps to keep all their gear in place. But I was like, I don't have anything like that. So I'm just going to make it up. And
like me when I pretended to be a Wakandan one Halloween. Like I was just, you know, like I had the worst accent. But luckily it was just like a very small party.
Why do I not remember this?
Because you may have been at school. No, I was in college. That's
okay.
Why.
I was like, I don't remember you being a Wakandan.
It was bad, girl. I was weak, though. It was funny. I wanted to be shorty, but I couldn't be shorty.
You got to do it up if you being her.
All right. So I was just like, I was Wakandan, but it was just a real poor accent.
Another year in high school, I was a vampire, and my friend had fake blood. And I was like, let me borrow that real quick. So I used eyeliner for like the puncture wounds. And then I got some dabs of his fake blood and put it around there because I was like, I got to sell it. And I think I did a really, really bad widow's peak with eyeliner pencil.
Oh, I need to see a picture.
I'm pretty sure I know where the pictures are. I have this like really old timey looking shirt that I wore with some high waisted black pants and some boots. And it was totally giving like period vampire, not just like, ooh, I have fangs and I'm gothic, you know, like emo. Like, no, I was giving.
Film noir.
Yes. I was like, I got to be the original vampire. last year I was Barbie because, you know, that was it last year or 2022 that was Barbenheimer year?
Might have been last year.
I think it was last year. I'm pretty sure it was last year because there was a reason we did it. But me and a friend from college did the Barbenheimer. She was Oppenheimer. I was Barbie. Because that's just our aesthetics at this point. And that was great. I actually thought of wearing that for this episode, but I was like, I kind of want to go dark vibe. So
it would have been funny though, since I was already doing
it. It would have been funny. But the Barbie outfit was also giving like cute spring lively. So I might just bring that back in the spring, you know, in our next set of episodes. We might be a little cute little Barbie. But yeah, for a lot of the recent Halloweens, I haven't really done anything.
Me neither.
So it was mostly from like high school where same. I would try to go to school with a little something, something. I didn't go all out. I was scared. There was like furries in my high school that would like any day of the year wear the ears or the tail, but in a Halloween, you know, they're going to go all out.
Yeah, my last Halloween, when I made this hat, I was a witch, but not just any witch. I did my wrestling persona up. Because I have, I got a championship, like an official replica championship for my graduation present when I graduated college. So I used that belt and I was like, okay, I'm the champ. I made up my OC and she just so happened to have witchy vibes. So that was mine. And that was like, it was 3 years ago. And that was the last time I dressed up for Halloween. So
honestly, that's peak when you can be your own OC.
I know.
Like, I'm trying to reach that point.
And that was fun. So actually, same friend's house that I went to for that party, they have a Halloween party every year. I just haven't been able to go since that first time, but I'm going this year, hopefully, if my work schedule keeps me free that day. And I've been spitballing, like, what do I want to be this year? Should I just do like the generic Attack on Titan? Cause I still have the Attack on Titan jacket. So should I just be like a real budget cadet, or should I be Sasha? I'll lend
you my Aaron key if you want.
That would be cool. But then I'm pretty much being Aaron. I could be Sasha, because I could put my hair in a ponytail. I have potatoes already. I could just be Potato Girl. Or I was thinking like just being like a little woodland fairy, because little fairy stuff is cute. It's kind of up my alley.
Gotta buy the fake ears.
I was thinking, should I go all out like that? But yeah,
I want to get those anyway. Like, just if I can go find to them the store wearing tone. Elf ears, like, why not?
Because people are going to look at you the same way we looked at the furries in high school, but maybe less vitriol. No offense to the furries. Different. Like, y'all live y'all's life. But then another option I was considering was like being a librarian, because I have glasses now and I never use them. I could be a librarian, or I could be some kind of, like, I wanted to be a princess, because our grandma bought me a tiara one year for some. She bought both of us one. She bought us tiaras for Christmas one time. And I was like, hey, I'm not complaining, because this is cute, but I have absolutely no occasions to wear a tiara. So I was like, I can be a princess, but all the princess costumes are like for kids, and they're like Disney princesses. There's no like adult generic princess costume. Unfortunately, I would just have to buy a ball gown, and I'm not trying to spend all that money for one night.
$300 for a dress.
But a way to still incorporate the tiara, I was like, I could be a pageant queen or something, and just like have a sash that says like Little Miss Lazy or Little Miss Underachiever. And I was like, I could be Little Miss Sleepy, because I'm sleepy all the time. Like, and I could just wear a onesie. But
do you have a onesie?
I don't.
It'd be hot there too.
Yes. So that's why I was like, I don't want to do that anymore. But yeah, so like those are some options I'm spitballing. I think by the time this episode comes out, I will have already made that decision and gone to the party, so I'll put an update in text on here so y'all know what I was. But you have any other comments that you'd like to make before we wrap this up? Because I do have one last thing I want to wrap it up with.
Probably nothing that wouldn't start a whole nother thing.
Dang, because mine might. Like, I don't know how to just be like, oh yeah, this one last thing.
I'm trying to keep it under an hour for
I feel like we could just maybe answer one each and keep it moving and just wrap it up. But what would you say is the scariest movie you've seen? Could you think through your Rolodex of movies you've seen? Or just like a scary movie that's had a lasting impact on you. Something that, like a scary movie, even if it wasn't scary, you'll always remember it.
Because tell me why in the first Insidious, that freaking red creature, and I haven't seen them in years, so I don't even really remember the plot, but I just know it was like the Warrens, right? Like it was people playing their character, or
I think
characters
so.
Of them, and they were sitting at the table of the family, and the family was telling them what all was happening in their house. And I don't know if they had a kid, but, you know, whoever was affected the most. And they were just like, this happened and that. And it panned to the freaking, what is his name? Ed?
The Warren? Dad?
No, the husband.
Yeah, the dad, right? I mean, I think they,
they
have like
a daughter.
Sons,
yeah, well, I'm separating like the family that they were talking to versus the Warrens. Because the father of the family was there too. But it panned to Ed Warren and had him in a chair, but it was like the red creature just behind him, and then it panned away real quick. Like, it was like, if you blink you'll miss it, but I didn't blink because I was like, what is that? And
y'all just gonna speed by like that didn't
like, it didn't just happen. And I'm pretty sure someone at the table saw it because they were like, what's going on?
I think it was
on?
The lady.
Yeah. And then he would turn around and was like, what are you talking about? And it was gone. And I'm like, see, nah. And I still remember, like, that frame is burned into my memory. And if I rewatch the movie, it's probably not even that scary.
I'm gonna just watch it at a time in your life where that thing was scary.
It was just that one moment, though. Like, I don't even think anything of the rest of the movie even got me that bad. But then there was another... What was it about? It was called, like, The Autopsy of Jane Doe, I think. And that one wasn't like, oh my god, I'm having nightmares, so scary. But I didn't like it because it... The autopsy of Jane Doe, so they were, like, cutting her up and stuff throughout the movie. And I just don't like body horror or things that is adjacent to gore. So I was, like, mad uncomfortable the whole movie. But also, she was, like, low-key not dead. So she was, like, tripping out. And I'm like...
Is this the one where it was revealed that it happened in our state? Like, the setting was... Yeah.
And that also really got me, because I'm like, we gotta move. But, like, ew, yo. Like, that... I was just... I think that one was more, like, an anticipation. Like, I don't know what she about to, like... tweak out, do next. So that sticks out in my brain. I would have to sit and think about,
honestly. Yeah, because I don't really have an answer to this. I think for some reason the first movie that comes to mind is The Taking of Deborah Logan, and that scene where her, like,
mouth.
Yeah, that one sticks out to me.
That was disrespectful, actually.
But I can't, I mean,
I watch a lot of horror games compared to horror movies.
So. I know I've watched movies, like, back in the day. I had a friend, we met in middle school, but I think we met in 7th grade, but in 8th grade she moved, but her birthday was in the summer, so still for like maybe 4 years after she moved, she would still invite us to her birthday parties in the summer. We'd go, and we would always watch a horror movie, and it would make us too scared to sleep that night. Like, we would accompany each other to the bathroom because we were too scared to go to the bathroom. So definitely whatever movies I watched by then probably would make the list, just because, like, they scared me back then. But I don't know, the last scary movie that I watched wasn't even scary. It was Us.
That's scary.
It was like, it made me uncomfortable.
I think it's more thriller or something and not like horror, but
I was scared.
It is meant to be scary, though.
I was deeply
uncomfortable. No, that one I watched.
Unsettled.
I watched that in high school DE English for the first time. I don't really remember why we were watching that particular movie, but I think it was more, let's talk about the literature, plot lines, and some type of movie. And we just picked that one. And I was like, am I the only one in this class that hasn't seen this yet? Because everybody was like, yeah, let's go ahead and watch it. And I'm like, actually excited because I've never seen it. I was like, what is going on? I don't like this.
Yeah, pretty
but
much.
But we were, the Hands Across America thing, me and a couple of my friends were like, let's mess around with our teacher. And we cut out like 3 little people out of paper and put it on the back of her door while she was gone for lunch or something.
Did it spook her?
When she came back, we were just like, hey, yo, Miss Teacher, look at the door. And she turns around and she's like, I really don't like y'all. She's like, take that mess off my door. You're like, no, it's funny. Low-key, that movie, the ending, it really got me.
I think because wasn't I just like tore up for some reason? Because I remember you being like, it's not that bad, it's okay. But I was like deeply unsettled at the
was it like at the actual plot and the reveals, or was
I think
it
was
the
reveals. No, it was the reveals,
like the story that got me.
Yeah, I mean, the jump scares, of course,
especially like the last like car scene. I was like,
maybe that's what got me. I don't know what scared me so bad, but it got me.
That movie was kind of wild.
But as far as like straight up horror movies, I can't.
I probably should have prepared that beforehand, because I do watch with my mom. We both like horror, so we would have like movie nights or movie days, really, every now and then, where we pick either a thriller or horror or just something that's kind of spooky and watch it.
I feel like if we think deeper on this, we'll just add a note, but
be like a suggested list.
Yeah, but I think we've yapped enough. Again, enjoy spooky season. Be safe out there, y'all. Have fun.
Check your candy.
Check your cameras.
Yes.
I'm having a hard time wrapping this one up for some reason. I had a long day. I'm sleepy. I don't like that phrase.
That's why I said it.
And on that note,
It's my job.
On that note, make sure to keep up with us at Related Note Pod on X, Instagram, YouTube, and you can search on Related Note Podcast on all your podcast platforms. And yeah.
Until we yap again. Bye.